AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. For the time being, the arrest, detention, and deportation of migrants in the country illegally is still the federal government's job, not the state of Texas's job. On Wednesday, the Supreme Court refused to step in on SB 4, that issue. But overnight, an appeals court did put the law back on hold. Here's ABC's Perry Russell.
Today, the appeals court will consider a more permanent stay of the law until it hears arguments next month on whether SB 4 is constitutional. Whoever loses that case will likely appeal back to the Supreme Court, so this issue is a long way from being settled.
The Fed wraps up its two-day meeting today, expected to keep interest rates steady for now. No increase, but no decrease either. Aid groups reiterating that famine is imminent in Gaza. The UN also saying that nearly 1.5 million people in Haiti are facing catastrophic levels of hunger because of gang violence across that country. Primaries in Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Kansas, and Ohio moving Joe Biden and Donald Trump closer to their November rematch. This is ABC News. Three very young would-be bank robbers now facing charges in Texas, and police say they tried to rob a Wells Fargo branch in Houston as well.
The FBI dubbing the 11, 12, and 16-year-old suspects the Little Rascals. Investigators say the boys, believed to be armed at the time, passed a threatening note to a teller. Two of their parents turned them in after seeing their pictures in the media. The third suspect was tracked down by police. Experts say older criminals are convincing kids to help them commit crimes, expecting the juvenile charges won't be as severe.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. America, just not smiling as much as we used to.
We're not miserable, but we're not the happiest. The World Happiness Report's annual ranking saw the U.S. drop from 15th to 23rd. Just between the United Arab Emirates and Germany. This is the first time in the poll's 12 years the U.S. is out of the top 20.
That's ABC's Brian Clark. Finland tops the list of happiest countries for the seventh year in a row. Afghanistan comes in last. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Don't you love an extra $100 in your pocket? Have a TurboTax expert file your taxes for you by March 31st to get $100 back instantly. Because no matter what moves you made last year, TurboTax makes them count. That means getting $100 back and 100% accurate taxes only from Intuit TurboTax. Must file by 3/31. Credit only applicable to federal filing fees with TurboTax full service. Offer can be modified or terminated at any time.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss had some harsh words for the organizers of the attempt to kick him out of office. He spoke about the recall effort at a WisPolitics luncheon Tuesday.
You call these organizers whack jobs.
Yep.
Morons. Who else do you think are whack jobs and morons?
It's a pretty small number, but the people who did this, whack jobs and morons.
While the petitioners failed to get enough signatures to trigger a recall election under Voss's current maps, they may have enough under his new maps. The state Supreme Court is deciding which maps they need to use and are asking for arguments from all sides to be filed by Thursday. Marquette University plans to cut $31 million from its budget over the next 7 years. That's about 7% of its operating budget. Campus officials blame a drop in traditional student enrollment and the growing need for financial aid. They say program offerings, organizational structures, and campus facilities are all on the table. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Badgers are headed to Brooklyn. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers on their way to New York, where they'll play James Madison University at the Barclays Center, home of the Brooklyn Nets, for their first game in the NCAA tournament. The tip-off time, 8:40 Central, 9:40 on the East Coast. Any concern about the players adjusting to the late start? Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
They'll be up bouncing around anyway. I mean, they're going to watch 3 days of games before it's our game day, so these guys would be ready to play, whether it was maybe not 6 a.m., but I don't know how many of them are early risers, but we'll adjust. And it's nothing different than how we played through all the year with the different TV times.
Marquette plays Friday afternoon at the same arena. NBA, big game for the Bucks tonight. They're in Boston to take on the first-place Celtics. Milwaukee 10 games behind them in the standings. Baseball, Brewers with another win in spring training, 8-5 over the Cleveland Guardians. They host the Giants tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and colder today. We'll get to around 35 for a high this afternoon. The wind, a little gusty out of the northwest at 15 to 20, decreasing by the afternoon. Tonight down to 20, tomorrow cloudy, 38 with snow likely. Tomorrow night into Friday, there could be 3 to 4, maybe even more inches of snow by the time it winds down late Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. We're broadcasting from Madison, the capital city of Wisconsin, from State Street. And this time, we're at the multiple corners of State Street.
You don't want to count the corners. You don't remember
I can't remember how many corners.
It's
one,
six.
Two,
it's three roads. It's
four,
not hard.
Five.
Six. There have to be six. They're all. There's no dead ends.
There's lots of corners.
God, help me.
Okay. All right. There are a lot of corners. You're right. There are even more corners than I thought.
They're rounded corners, though. Does that count?
Yes. But
we're at the corner of Henry, Johnson, State, and I don't know what the other one is.
We're at Short Stack Eatery. That's
Short Stack Eatery. Like we are every Wednesday.
Okay. Let's see. One, two, three, four, five,
six.
We're six.
Six corners?
Here. One, two, three.
Didn't I count?
Right.
Okay, six.
Oh, my God. Get some more coffee.
This is That's John right, and Gordy show number 99
no.
in a series.
That's right.
Number, no. 99, number 99 today.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
That's lucky.
Yeah.
I know.
Sure.
Think so? Is it lucky?
I don't
yes.
know. Yeah.
Are you going to spring some kind of raise on us today? Is that
all right? Thank
no
you, Catherine.
God, wow. What a subtle
Excellent.
Way to bring that up. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Wow. We are honored. Okay. It's 30 degrees. It's clear outside. It's a beautiful morning, actually, and we'll get up only to about 36 degrees. A lot of sunshine
oh,
today.
Oh, God. What is going on? Well, I was ready for summer.
At least we have sunshine.
Spring.
Okay, weatherman, don't tell him about the snow tomorrow.
Oh, no. We're not going to talk about that.
Okay. Yeah,
five
just,
or six no, inches no. of it, I already know.
I don't know.
It's a secret.
Anyway, we are here at the Pancake Place. That's
oh,
right.
Goodness
Short Stack Eatery at 301 West Johnson. And we'll be here till 8 a.m. We invite you to stop by, you know, have a cup of coffee.
Many have already stopped by.
Yeah.
Not this morning, but, you know, every time we've been here, we've always yeah. been able to meet our friends,
yes.
our listeners, new friends, new listeners.
New listeners, new friends.
That's right.
Got it.
It's all good.
Well, I'm jotting that down. I won't forget that one.
No.
Mm-hmm. All right. Should we get to the National Day calendar stuff?
Oh, do we have all that stuff?
Oh, of course
have you used
we do.
Have you used the monthly National Day calendar?
I have not yet.
Okay.
But we're going to, we're going to expand.
All
yeah.
these resources.
All the almanac stuff. Yeah, there's more coming, too.
There, yes. Okay. I bet people can't wait because we have been able to drag this thing out.
As long as
That's
we
right.
have.
So, Sam,
Uh-oh.
Hit the music.
Oh, okay.
What is it today and what is it not? Is it... Sam, you got the music there? Okay, he's dialing it up.
Well,
there we go.
Little hot.
Is it SBDC Day? That would be...
SBC.
All right, we'll tell you in a moment.
Okay.
Is it Proposal Day? Is it Native HIV AIDS Day? Is it Ravioli Day? Or is it National Sausage Day?
What was that first one again?
First one is SBDC.
Small Business.
Sam, can you
probably smart.
Enlighten on that? Because I had to change something on my computer, so I don't have that.
Small Business Development Centers.
That's a good day.
And Governor Evers recognizes it with a proclamation.
Oh, really?
It's the 8th annual celebration of the collective impact and success of small business development. That's us. We're a small business.
Yes. It's about time somebody celebrate success for us.
John, do you care to take a guess at what day it isn't?
I think it's not National Sausage Day.
You are correct, sir.
No, we don't need
Nobody.
Nobody cares about sausage or brats in this state. No one does. What are we thinking?
No. Sam, do you have any information about Proposal Day since I had to switch over my computer?
That would be Valentine's Day.
Do you have any of this?
Well, I can pull it up quick, but
I guess not. Okay.
But yeah, it's just I think it's got something to do with the spring equinox.
Okay.
But I don't
know. And that's
know.
A good day to propose?
Yeah. Like
a day after spring.
Apparently.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Good to know.
Yes.
All right.
Why?
Because all the animals make babies in the spring. I don't know. I have no
okay.
Idea.
That's right. It.
Well, okay. I'll go with your answer.
All right. Yeah, we like that.
I can't come up with one myself.
It's National Ravioli Day. Who doesn't like a good ravioli every once in a while?
Well, it depends. If it's from a can, you really don't want it.
Right. It's not
they
good.
They make ravioli in a can?
I've never had ravioli outside of a can. I've only ever had canned ravioli.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes,
that doesn't exist in a
you
can.
Can make
sure it's like spaghetti in a can.
Yeah. Like, yeah, well, no, it's yeah. like yeah. It's ravioli, noodles, get the sauce. Just Chef Boyardee stuff.
That's all right. Chef Boyardee ravioli.
How old are you?
Mm-hmm.
Have you hit even 20 yet? Jesus.
No, he's in the he's ravioli. Going from the 20 something.
Record?
Yes.
I still have Civic Media's youngest employee.
Shopping list thing. You know,
I'm sorry,
I need
Sam,
a cup of coffee. Badly.
I know.
Me too. Yes.
I'll get it.
We'll have to get on the coffee.
Hang on.
Coffee wagon.
Yeah,
yes.
This is not working here.
Coffee train.
Yeah.
The coffee train.
That's what it is.
Hey, we figured out what they're doing on State Street, right? They are making new bus stops.
Yes, and heated bus stops.
Ah. You really don't.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How do you know this?
One of the guys, we were walking by and I
interviewed them.
I stopped and interviewed them. God. What is wrong with me?
I don't know.
Curiosity that is unquenched.
Hey, Sam, do you have some history for us today? Can you crack open the history books before we go too far here?
Sure. Let's take a look at today in history.
Yeah, let's.
Ooh, you'll like this one. Today in 1854, the first meeting of what would become the Republican Party was held in Ripon, Wisconsin.
In Ripon, sure. Yeah, that's where it was born, Okay.
And now it doesn't exist anymore.
Yes, it's gone. Look at that. It only took 150 years.
Yeah.
Gone.
Okay, and what else?
Today in 1969, John and Yoko got married. Wild. What?
Okay.
They got married.
Do you have the Ballad of John and Yoko?
That would have been a good song to pull up.
Play a little bit of it.
I don't have it right now.
For goodness sakes.
Well, yeah, the thing
it's
is.
It's called The Ballad of John and Yoko.
I know. Yes.
The Ballad. And they turned a whole lot of people off with
It was great.
Their nude picture.
Oh,
well,
really,
on the cover of, double. No, what was that?
What was
the Plastic Ono Band?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
It was on that?
They were naked on the front of that, and got censored, and they wouldn't.
The sleep in, the bed in. Right?
Yes, the bed in. Yeah. That was it.
Sitting in a bathtub together. I saw a video of a guy coming to interview them during that.
We talked about that. Yeah, it was Al Capp.
Yeah.
Who had Little Abner.
Yes.
They got into it. He came in, and it seemed very cordial at first. He was saying, hello to John and Yoko, and then they started kind of chipping away at each other.
Yeah.
And then it really got heated, and then they ended up throwing him out.
Al Capp was not a nice man.
He wasn't. He was not a nice guy to anybody.
No.
Yeah, that was an awkward interview.
It was. Yes, it was.
I'd have to hear that. Did they have an audio of that?
Actually, there's video. Well, there's film of it. Okay. Yeah. We'll have to watch it.
Well, he knows
after
it.
The show.
Yeah, right over here. He knows everything about the Beatles. He's watched everything they've ever done.
That's true.
He doesn't have time for anything else.
I don't have
else.
To defend myself. It's the Beatles. You know what? What are you talking about?
That's why he's never seen another movie.
That's
you know,
not
it's
true
all
at
Beatles
all.
Stuff.
As here you go, spinning their tails.
As soon as she could speak, lore. I said to my daughter, "What's the greatest rock band in the world?" And she would answer.
She said what?
She said
the Dave Clark Five.
I'm trying to interrupt you two getting together. I should really just stay out of it.
All right. No, please.
Hey, a little bit later on, after 7 o'clock, we will launch today's edition of Ride Into Spring. This is our statewide contest. Have you heard about this, John Peterson?
No.
Well, let me tell you.
I wasn't paying attention yesterday.
I know.
You
dozed off, I think, in the middle of my explanation. But anyway, every weekday, you can tune in at 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 3 o'clock for your chance to win an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells, one of the most beautiful resorts they have up there. And you'll be entered to win one of two grand prizes that include new bikes, outdoor patio furniture, a blender, and more. We'll tell you more next hour, but we'll have that keyword coming up just after 7 o'clock this morning. Okay,
all right. So that's a text works. To win contest.
It's a
right?
text to win, and all you got to do is get the Civic Media app. You can download it from Google Play or from the Apple Store and get it on your phone. And then you go to the Civic Media app. You look for the text button, and you'll text the keyword for that hour.
I'm not going to tell us what that is yet.
No. It's very secret information, Catherine. I've got it locked away, sealed.
On that piece of paper there?
Yes. It's a sealed in a mayonnaise jar on Funkin' Wagnall's porch.
There you go.
Remember that? No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Really
Carson.
Yes, Carson, right.
Difference. You guys are so old.
I know.
Thank you.
If you remember Johnny Carson, help us all.
Oh, yes. Karnak, the magnificent. Oh. You are correct, sir.
The day he retired, man, that was a sad day.
It was, yeah. Remember Bette Midler getting up on the desk and singing?
Oh, that's right. She sang.
Yeah, she sang to him.
Well, so many people did, actually.
Right?
Sang to him?
Yes, on the desk. Upside down.
On the desk.
Yep, they did.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, what was the most controversial? It wasn't Bette Midler. It's somebody else. Somebody else sang, and it was very, very controversial. Very, very suggestive.
I don't remember that.
I can't remember who that was.
Could it have been Charo?
She never ages. What is with her?
She's still alive.
I think she is.
Yes, she's still alive.
That's a game.
Yeah.
But she looks the same.
I'm gonna look
she hasn't changed.
I think she's an android.
Well,
could be.
Awesome.
Could be. Let's see.
Scientific research. Oh, you know, we want to get our mean farmer back.
Oh, yeah.
Because without hearing from him, it doesn't seem like a true Wisconsin morning, does it?
Well, yesterday was agricultural day, so it was perfect.
It was perfect yesterday.
I think even Pam Yonke saluted the mean farmer on her show yesterday.
Well, with GOP, by the way. With GOP and Brian Schimming blamed the closure of dairy farms on Joe Biden. You know, we've been talking about closed dairy farms for the last 15 years.
At least a couple of decades.
We lose about 500 dairy farms a year.
Mm-hmm.
Now
they're
blaming the 500 dairy farms that closed in the last year on Joe Biden. Man, these guys, you know, they just expect people to be this stupid.
Yeah. Wait a second.
This stupid.
Why did you say that again? This year alone in Wisconsin, we've lost 500.
It happened. Yeah, it's every year lose about 500.
That's not possible.
It is possible.
Yeah, it is.
It's happening.
Holy
and
smokes.
They're absorbed by the corporate farms.
Right.
I had no idea.
Yeah, so they're still
that.
Making, you know, they're still in
we
business.
We haven't lost the cows. We haven't lost the milking.
Right.
But it's
consolidating.
The families. That's what's happening.
That's crazy number.
And when you lose the families, then you lose the communities.
Yes. Yeah. That's right. All right, we are just getting started on a Wednesday morning, live from Short Stack Eatery with John and Gordy, Catherine Lake, and you, dear listener.
Oh, yes.
Coming back.
You know.
You know. Yeah.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? A Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on, to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX 92.7 FM. There's a fist fight breaking out.
It's getting close. It's going to happen one of these days.
But we're all a little frustrated.
So sensitive.
You know, when you set up shop like this, you're setting up an entire studio.
That's right.
In a half hour. Well,
and when you say we.
The boss is here. Alex is here.
When you say we, you mean me and Sam.
Yes.
Yeah, and then you stroll in, you know, like 10 minutes before the show. You know, hey, everything all set up?
I'm just trying to keep the tempers down. I know there's a lot of tension at this point.
That's right.
So I just try to add some levity to the situation.
Is that what you're trying to do?
Throwing comments in every once in a while.
Good to know.
Which I'm sure helps.
Your name is the first one in the show, and you're the last one to talk every time.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, that's the way that works.
Well,
okay.
Well, my name is first. What do you expect?
What do you expect?
I know it. And that we made that mistake 30 years ago. Wait a minute. Coffee?
Anybody want coffee?
Yeah. There you go.
There's our coffee guy.
Oh, great. Fantastic.
Anybody want coffee?
I could use one.
Oh, my God. What is he doing? Okay. We're getting coffee.
You know, when he does
Kathy's going to help us.
He's spilling coffee all over the place.
I know it.
He's throwing it.
I know it. Why does he...
Can't have that happen.
Just bursts in out of nowhere.
I know. Okay. All right. Well, it wouldn't be a Wisconsin morning without a little word from the mean farmer. All right.
Okay. What's he going to be talking about today? Do you know?
I don't know. He always surprises us, doesn't he?
All right.
He's talking about bingo today.
Ah, bingo. Right. Yes. Let's find out about bingo today.
Mean farmer. Hi. This is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, bingo. A sport of queens, bingo. Yeah, every Tuesday night up at the Parish Hall, Our Lady of the Missing Hubcaps. It's a pretty little country church, a lot of deep ruts and chuck holes out front, of course. And the weirdest grotto made out of wheel covers in the back. There's a Madonna and a child made out of Mercedes hood ornaments. People come from miles around trying to get theirs back, but oh well, hey, back to the subject, bingo. Yeah. Tuesday night, Father Chicago, the pastor, he calls the numbers. Father Chicago, you know, moved to town under mysterious circumstances after his bishop in Illinois caught him over-celebrating a Chicago Cubs victory in the World Series with Miss Hildegard, his secretary, who moved with him. You Cub fans know how long ago that was. Oh, you know. Way before electric bug zappers, tell you that. Yeah, anyway, I knocked down some blue hairs, bought 16 cards, and got them free. You see, Miss Hildegard sells them, and she's old. I just showed her the free square in the middle. Say, see, free. Gave her a Niagara roller-sized chair coupon and split, baby. I sat down ready to go. Father Chicago started the first game up. B. Two. Bingo, I say. Hold your cards, he says. I checked the numbers. B10, I23, N30, G40, and over. Bingo, he says. Yeah, here's your toaster oven. Oh, that man's memory shot. I won 18 straight games. Of course, the crowd began to get ugly, so I split. I caught 25 ladies from the Altar Society slashing my tires. You know, when they scared my pit bulls, Sally Struthers, Louise Mandrell, and Bloody Lucifer half to death. The bingo players are serious. Next week on the Mean Farmer Show, how a microwave oven can add excitement to a shuffleboard tournament. Ooh, that shot was way short. Muscle up, Abe. Get up, Carl.
Oh, that Mean Farmer brings back the memories. Of course, that was recorded in the early 90s before the Cubs did go to the World Series.
Aww. Yeah, in 2016. Yeah. Won it all. Yeah.
I'm glad I missed the Farmer.
What 8 days till opening day.
Well,
mm-hmm. 8 days?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
So cold.
We cannot wait for that.
I
absolutely
know.
But they don't start ever playing up north, right?
No.
I mean, you start in Arizona or something, right?
You're right. They start there.
They're doing spring training now.
That's
spring training games.
Arizona. They don't start the games in Arizona.
The actual season.
The season they start
begins in about a week.
In the actual cities where they're supposed to play.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's
baseball.
Okay.
It's America's pastime.
It's just baseball. Who cares, right?
Oh, come on.
Football's the sport now.
Okay. Yeah.
But bingo, let's talk a little bit about bingo. Just kidding.
Do we have to?
I did actually attend a bingo event one time with my mom.
With your mom.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was excruciating. This is before before they got rid of the smoking.
Mm. Yeah.
Before they banned smoking indoors.
That's,
and it was just, oh, my God. This is at a bingo hall in, you know, one of the casino joints, and it was just so filled with smoke.
Oh,
well, they've gotten rid of the smoke at a lot of the casinos, most of them now.
Not all of them?
Yeah. Not all of them, but during the pandemic, you know, that was the deal.
Yeah. They haven't banned it completely on reservations.
No.
Oh, okay. No. Yeah. Well, that makes sense. They make their own rules.
That's right.
Okay.
I went to a cigar bar. I was taken to a cigar bar by Maggie Dawn, our midday afternoon.
Really?
Yeah. She took me in Waukesha.
Okay.
I walked in. I'm like, are they smoking in here?
It's strange.
What are they doing?
In that voice? This is crazy.
I said it out loud, and they escorted me right back out the door. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's still some cigar bars.
It now seems odd and strange, doesn't it?
It does. I was married to a comedian, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, and so in the first 15 years of our marriage, there was I'm able to go to bars and comedy clubs where they were smoking.
Yeah.
It's like he was a smoker for 20 years.
Yeah, I smoked for a long time, yeah.
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 I actually smoked for a small period of time as well.
Yeah. You did?
I kept the amount of cigarettes down by borrowing other people's, which I never paid
back.
That
doesn't surprise me.
Other people's.
Like
OPs.
Jack Benny over here.
They called them OPs, other people's.
Other people's. I used to smoke Marlboros. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a man's cigarette, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome.
Then I switched to Marlboro Lights.
Stop it. You don't smoke anymore.
Not anymore.
Well, you know,
when my ex-wife was pregnant with our first son, we decided that's it.
Yeah.
Not smoke.
Not in the house.
Not at all.
Kids.
Yeah.
That's a good motivator.
Yeah. So that was 39 years ago. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks.
I was smoking Old Golds.
Oh, I smoked those for a while. Yeah, I don't think they even make those anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. And all I know is that I have a commercial, Old Gold commercial, about an independent guy with an independent mind.
Okay.
See, and I lived that commercial.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a good
marketing.
And
by the way,
it
saved me. We were in Eagle River, Wisconsin, way up north.
Yeah.
And we ran out of gas halfway back to Milwaukee. And the Old Gold carton that I had in the back, we sold that at a truck stop for just enough. I mean, gas was like 50 cents
a
gallon. So, we managed to get just enough to get back to Milwaukee.
Oh, my.
That's fascinating.
Somebody got a good deal on my Old Gold cart.
That's a good story.
Remember they had coupons? You could save up and buy stuff.
Right. I had tons of coupons.
Encouraging you to smoke even more.
Yeah.
Ah, those were the day.
Now you're making me think of green stamps.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, S&H green stamps. Yes. I recall those.
Old.
Yes. All right. It is 29 minutes past the hour. We're just getting rolling here from Short Stack Eatery, downtown Madison, 301 West Johnson. Stop by. Say hello. We've got news and weather and Pam Yockey's agricultural report. When we come back, are we better off than we were 4 years ago? Oh, that question again.
Oh, no.
Come on.
Checking out the halls, making sure the coast is clear. Looking in the stalls, no, there ain't nobody here.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation showed that Wisconsin banks pretty healthy in the first quarter of 2023. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. It'll take a while before we know what 2024 is bringing as far as lending trends, but Elsa Condon with Nicolet National Bank says the farm economy is definitely facing some commodity challenges this year. She said, well, input costs are stagnant, the commodity prices being offered to producers lower than they were a year ago. And she says that's got farms getting creative on how they try to find extra revenue. One popular conversation that Condon's having with farms today is vertical integration.
On the vertical integration side, I probably have more people going that route where they're able to take advantage of, say, a younger generation's mechanical education and acumen and start doing more of the repairs or rebuilds, or I'm going to buy this type of tractor or truck, but I'm going to retrofit it into being this for our manure or our chopping, things like that. Really making that shop on the farm turn into a tremendous profit center.
Elsa Condon, she is one of the ag lenders with Nicolet National Bank. She said another popular avenue of trying to find extra revenue, if you're in the right location, is selling your product directly to consumers. She uses the example of farmstead processing for meat, cheese, or even ice cream. Markets and overnight electronic trade as we get started on a Wednesday morning. Stand mixed. Numbers are next.
So I became a Farm Bureau member almost 20 years ago to be part of the state's largest ag advocacy group. Plenty of opportunities within Farm Bureau for somebody that's involved in agriculture, whether to grow their leadership or to help be a leader in an industry that we have a great passion for.
WFBF.com.
They've really helped my leadership develop.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual is the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin for a good reason. As a company founded by farmers, they understand the ag industry and its challenges. Local agents offer farm families the best advice and personalized coverage. Visit ruralmutual.com to find an agent near you.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
No change on any of our dairy complex yesterday. Barrel or block cheese or AA butter. This morning, December corn down a penny right now at $4.72. November soybeans are up a penny at $11.82. July wheat down a nickel at $5.62. April class 3 milk right now up 9 at $16.38 a hundredweight. There's your quick market snapshot on a Wednesday. I'm PM Yonke.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Mostly sunny and colder today. We'll get to around 35 for a high this afternoon. The wind a little gusty out of the northwest at 15 to 20, decreasing by the afternoon. Tonight down to 20, tomorrow cloudy, 38 with snow likely. Tomorrow night into Friday, there could be 3 to 4, maybe even more inches of snow by the time it winds down late Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
they cheated you like a dog. They knew were the one who had made it so clear. Oh Lord Jesus, go.
Yes. Mad Radio WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM on the magical radio dial in your car. Plus, you can tune around and get on social media, find us there as well.
Yeah.
And tune up the
Civic Media app. That's right. Hey, look who stopped by. Jorge's here.
Oh, Jorge.
Yes. Hey, man. How are you doing, Jorge? What are you doing up this hour of the morning?
There's this March Madness challenge going on at Turnstile, the indoor cycling place here in downtown.
Oh, right next door?
Yeah, and we earn points for taking rides with our instructor.
Oh.
And, you know, it's like a whole team thing. Yeah. And, you know.
That's cool.
So our team is fighting to the death for first place right now.
Wait, isn't it? Why so early?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. She teaches a class at 7, and, you know, we need all hands on deck, so I'm making the...
What's the name of your team? Do you have a cool name?
It's just... It's Natalie and Megan's team, so it's Nat Meg.
Yeah. That's nice.
Okay. Yes,
our color is purple.
By the way, Ari, I've seen you around the station. What the hell do you do there?
You know, I ask myself that, sometimes I'll be sitting there.
He's the vice president of marketing.
Oh, yes, yeah, that's right.
I saw you there.
I thought, you know.
You know, I'm just sitting in front of the computer and look busy.
That's it. You're very good at that. That would be my guess.
Yeah.
Looking busy.
Yeah, we do like a lot of, you know, I'm in charge of the website and, you know.
Yes,
the
yes.
app and all of the things you guys used to enjoy.
That's right.
Us digitally.
Yes.
Our social media marketing and all of those things.
But, yes.
Yeah, and recently the app and everything, the website, we got a brand new update on our everything. Yeah, it's really cool.
It's a work in progress, but yes, we made a big push to get a whole new site to make it easier to find our...
It's really fast. Yeah.
It's actually Gordy who kept complaining, hey, they can't find my podcast.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, you know what? We got to redo this
now,
whole thing.
Now we... you've improved everything. Yeah. We keep getting calls in regards to how good it looks.
That's good.
Yes. It's perfect. Now, Jorge, you have a show on Wednesday nights, right?
Yep, actually. Tonight. It's Mad Unity. We are focused on electronic music. So, DJ culture, EDM. So tonight is this kid, Ian Adkins, who's, local. It's all local DJs. And I think pretty much every time I think, we're pretty much running out of DJs, but there's always more kids that are talented that need a platform.
What do they play for electronic music?
All of the genres that are, the DJ shows are mostly like dance genres, house, drum and bass. The kids are into dubstep these days. I don't know if you ever tune in late at night.
Dubstep?
It's really just crazy music. That's dubstep.
Yeah, okay, dubstep. Wow.
So what time is this tonight?
10 to midnight.
10 to midnight.
Yep.
All
so
right.
I'm going to need a nap.
Do you need special shoes for dubstep?
It's
clogging shoes?
Yeah, no, pretty much just like you just comfy shoes because it's very like music.
Yeah. All right.
So it's basically dance music. Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
House music.
Electronic music.
Like techno and house are like pretty much, originated here in this area of the world. So it's kind of cool to just be able to, showcase that on our station.
So everybody's up there dancing. You have a crowd. You bring it in. See, this explains everything. Because on Thursday mornings, we have to rearrange the furniture.
And you have disco lights going.
Yeah, disco lights. Yeah, there's strobes going on.
We're trying to get better
on
about that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, all the mics are disconnected. Our headphones are turned down. Yeah. What the hell are you guys doing there?
It's party time.
That's not us, actually.
It's the gremlins. Yes. It's the gremlins. Yes, I get it.
We only have people over every, 3 months, we do an open house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like it hasn't happened for the spring yet.
But okay.
Well, you're invited if you want to just
Not
sleep.
Well, if you have food
just
and stuff like that.
We'll just stay up all night. All right. Well, Jorge, thanks for stopping
by.
Thank
you so much.
Yeah, I know you're going next door, but
you're having fun here. So
hang out for a while.
Pretty soon, we're going to be doing a little promo with you guys here. So we're going to be doing the student survey and giving away gift cards for this place.
Oh, for a Short Stack Eatery?
For Short Stack, yes.
Excellent.
To wow. Give, to all get right. people, you know, maybe you'll get some more.
See, that's why you're the vice president of marketing. You got all this stuff cooking up, and we don't even know about it.
Yeah. Well, you got, you know, you're getting the preview right now. I probably let the cat out of the bag.
You
but
did.
We have it all set up, so we're
excellent.
Know,
excellent.
We'll be giving you more
little
details.
Sneak preview right there, and everybody's going to be looking forward to that.
Well, we appreciate all your support of the morning show and everybody here.
Come in here. It smells good.
Oh, yeah.
It does, doesn't it?
All right, Jorge. Well, thanks again.
All right.
Appreciate you stopping by. Come by anytime, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Which, you know, answers the question, are we better off today than 4 years ago?
Are we?
If you're here at Short Stack, of course you're better off.
Excellent, yes.
Than 4 years ago, unless you were here 4 years ago, of course.
But this is the question that bothers you so much. Are we better off than we were 4 years
right.
ago?
Right, and 4 years ago, you know, we had a COVID pandemic, so this is an
I'd
easy,
say we are better off,
easy question to answer, but let's play a little track here and find out if we really are better off than 4 years ago.
And people look around and they say, am I better off now than I was 4 years ago? The answer to that is...
President Trump's proposed budget plan could threaten America's ability to fight health threats.
This is their new hoax. They have no clue.
We have it under control. It's going to be just fine.
The U.S. leading the world in deaths.
So I said to my people, slow the testing down, please.
At some point, that's going to sort of just disappear, I hope.
Half of the U.S. population is without a job.
We have not seen numbers like that since the Great Depression.
Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago?
Store shelves nationwide are dwindling or totally empty.
The disinfectant. Is there a way we can do something like that by injection?
Testing's, frankly, overrated.
1,000 Americans are dying a day.
They are dying. That's true. And you it is what it is.
Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago?
They cannot run on are you better off than you were 4 years ago?
Yes, we can. We actually can.
Yes.
You know, it brings back a lot of memories where he was discounting COVID completely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, need to get the testing. We don't want more testing because it just proves that more people are getting COVID. Remember, he kept a ship, the people on a ship, because he didn't want them on land, or else then they'd be counted as people who had COVID.
Right.
Trying to keep the numbers down.
Mm-hmm.
It was a disaster, absolute disaster. And yet they have the guts, the temerity.
Temerity. I was going to use that word.
Yes. You don't want me to say balls.
No, I
don't. But they have the
testicles?
They have the testicles.
Okay, there
they
we go.
They have the testicles to actually say something as stupid as, are we better off than 4 years ago when we had COVID and we shut the entire economy down, kept kids away from schools, we didn't drive any place, our businesses were closed, gas prices plummeted. Oh, wait, that's a good thing.
I was Chicago during, this is like the 9/11 story. Where were you when it happened? Kennedy shooting, 9/11. Mm. During COVID, I was in Chicago driving down Lakeshore Drive to get to work. It took me 10 minutes during COVID because there was nobody out there.
No one there.
Lakeshore Drive turned into the Autobahn. They were doing 70, 80 miles an hour down there because the police weren't out either. It was crazy time.
It was. It was kind of cool.
Kind of cool.
I mean,
no, yeah,
I mean,
the pandemic
roads.
Was kind of cool.
The roads being awesome for you.
The
we
roads
made the
being
rest
clear.
Of the world into hermits. Yes.
You know, now there are a number of Republicans lately that are coming out of the woodwork and saying, you know, enough. They're not going to go along with Trump. They're not going to vote for him. In fact, they're voting for Joe Biden.
Yes.
Now, I got a little montage here. You're going to hear Mitt Romney,
Mike
Pence, Chris Christie, Senator Todd Young, and John Kasich, all sort of, you know, middle of the road, moderate Republicans.
Moderate Republicans.
Okay.
Trump.
Okay. Listen to this, all right?
I will not be voting for former President Trump.
And it should come as no surprise that I will not be endorsing Donald Trump this year.
I have known him well for 22 years.
Chris Christie.
More than anybody else in this race.
New York,
has known him. And I can promise you this. If you put him back behind the desk in the Oval Office and a choice comes and a decision is needed to be made as to whether he puts himself first or he puts you first, how much more evidence do you need that he will pick himself?
Yes.
I don't intend to support him for the Republican nomination.
Who do you hope to support?
I haven't decided yet. It won't be him.
And what was the reason for you not supporting him?
Where do I begin?
I can tell you that in the state of Michigan, he is now being hurt and trails Biden because of the fact that the evangelical community is saying, we don't think this is our guy. I don't know whether he can shore that up again. I don't know if this has been said on the air before, but the information that I have from a very well-respected pollster is the evangelical voters are saying, some of them are saying, enough is enough. It'll be interesting to see where this develops, because without them, he's got a real problem.
That's John Kasich at the end there. So that's it. You know, I mean, there are a number of Republicans that are starting to get
a little fed up.
Fed up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Trump
they're
came
jumping
in
off
and just
the bandwagon,
took the entire party away from the Republicans.
That's it. They're not happy about it.
Laura Trump in charge of the entire Republican Party at this point.
It's just a money grab.
It is.
You know, he's out of money, and now he's taking all the money from the Republican Party. Yeah. So.
Have you heard of Sarah Cooper?
Sarah
Cooper, because you guys aren't TikTokers. This was during 2020 that Sarah Cooper is a TikToker, and you can find her on YouTube, too. She's a comedian, and she started doing Trump voiceover. In other words, mouthing what he's saying.
Oh, yes, I have seen her.
It reminded me when you started talking about
it's
COVID. You've got to please Google her and find her videos. They are hysterical.
Forgot about her,
She lip syncs perfectly.
So well.
It's
and reinterprets,
amazing. Yeah.
And there's physical body movement too.
Yes.
And then she does the people who are in the room with him too, reacting when he talks about bleach or the light somehow in the body. And the woman, she's playing the woman who was part of, I can't remember her name, part of the medical team with Fauci. She's looking like, what are you talking about?
Yes, right?
Sarah
Cooper.
That's an interesting play on the brain, basically, because we're hearing these weird sentences and ideas and concepts coming from a normal, everyday-looking person.
Woman,
We've gotten used to looking at a crazy man saying these crazy things.
Right.
Yes.
And so it seems,
there he goes again. Yeah, there he goes.
She really pointed it up, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, somebody somebody had a robotic voice, an AI voice, just saying something that Trump had said recently at a rally, and it sounded completely insane.
Word salad.
It's a word salad,
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we have come to accept Trump saying these things in a way that it's acceptable, but anybody else saying the same thing, they would be, probably turned out or given some kind of last shot, exterminated.
Trump is not Hitler. I'm going to say that out loud. He is not actually Hitler, but there is part of me that wonders how people are going to feel when they have supported him all these years. In 20 years, they're going to look back and think, oh, what was I thinking? Why did I not think better about him? He's not a politician. He's not even a nice person. And I'll tell you what else. New York has known this, just like Chris Christie said. New York City has known who Donald Trump is all along.
And right.
They're trying to tell us. They're trying. My friends in New York City are trying to tell us. We know this guy. He is not your man.
Exactly.
It's funny how the entire country caught on to the New York style of doing business.
Yes.
Because they hate him there in New York.
Always
a typical New Yorker.
He stiffed everybody
and
there.
Everybody in the country is like saying, we love New Yorkers now.
It's crazy.
Yeah, take us for a ride.
We're sorry. We're sorry.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, so Trump admires all the dictators in the world, and now he is thinking, in China, people really stand up to the leaders there.
Right.
What?
Right.
What are you talking about?
I just thought, cut 5:35. Let's play this little track here. This is a little off-mic thing that Trump was talking to Fox News about. Let's listen to this.
Are we close to seeing Mr. Kim here at the White House?
Could happen. I mean,
they talked about that yesterday.
I think it's something that could happen. Yeah. Hey, he's the head of a country, and I mean, he is the strong head. Mm-hmm. Don't let anyone think anything different.
Right.
He speaks, and his people sit up at attention. I want my people to do the same.
Well,
he wants his people to do the same. Sit up at attention when he walks into
a
room.
Pay attention to him.
What a thing to want. A little insecure.
It is 6:49, John and Gordy and Catherine Lake. We are live at Short Stack Eatery, 301 West Johnson. We're coming right back with more on crazy Donald Trump. And he's broke. Let's hear that next.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Homeownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. This is the John and Gordy Show.
That's right. We are live from Short Stack Eatery, 301 West Johnson Street. And I think this is the fourth week that we've been here.
I think it is the fourth week, right.
Is that right, Alex?
I think it is.
Yeah. Alex joins us now. She's
welcome.
One of the partners here at Short Stack Eatery and busy behind the grill. But we just wanted to talk to you for a couple of minutes. And thank you for welcoming us back here.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Happy to have you.
Yeah. We're glad to be here.
Mm-hmm. So what's on the griddle today? Do you have any specials today? Any John and Gordy specials that you want to put on it? No.
Would you like to give us a secret little a clue as to what the blind special is? Blind special is?
It was, the only clue I'll give you is the color green.
The color green.
St. Patrick's Day.
All right.
Over blind for the week.
Excellent. There you go.
I'll say I'd rather die than give anything.
All right. And just to review, when people come in and they want to order the blind, you give them one question. Is that right?
They get to ask if it's sweet or savory.
Okay.
All right. Now, I just want to tip you off on this, give you a little warning ahead of time. We're going to look at the menu that you have, and we're going to come up with our own...
menu item?
Well, not what? Menu item. We're what going to come about? Up with the kitchen lingo.
You're making this
in order to have make it easier for you there in the kitchen and spread those orders around the restaurant.
Because you have a couple of things like that, a couple of nicknames.
You have kitchen lingo already, but we want to come up with maybe one. Just
like
one.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right. Okay.
Don't tell any of the kitchen staff. Just use it and see how fast it takes us to catch up.
There you go.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's a great idea.
Right. And now everybody talks about my famous French toast recipe.
You have French toast here, right?
We do.
Yeah.
I have a very special French toast recipe, and I found a secret that you probably are unaware of, and I will let you know that secret.
Alex is rolling her eyes right now.
I've already actually told everybody about this secret, haven't I? this is not a big secret.
I don't think Alex knows it because she's on the edge of her chair.
Okay, so you make the batter for it, right? You put a little batter. Yeah, and I put a little flour in the milk and eggs.
Flour.
But what I do is when I'm frying it and it's in oil, the side that's not being cooked, I sprinkle cinnamon on it. And then I flip it, and I fry that cinnamon, and it browns the cinnamon, and it adds a certain edge and flavor to it that you don't get with normal, everyday cinnamon in the batter.
Love it.
Yeah.
You seem unimpressed, actually.
No. You're really thinking about it, right?
No, she's thinking about it.
I
know.
Yeah, I
when I make like different kinds of infused oils, like a chili oil or something, mm-hmm. I'll toast cinnamon sticks a really long time, like get them really, really smoky before I add the oil in.
Yes.
So I know the flavor you're talking about. It's good.
It really it really puts that flavor in there, because a lot of people are kind of getting tired of the cinnamon flavor being added to just about everything you can think of. But if you add it this way and you fry it and you cook it, well, I don't know, what do they call it? Where you're browning something, you're caramelizing it, basically.
Cinnamon recalled?
So it really tastes great that way. What is that?
Cinnamon recalled?
Wasn't cinnamon recalled or something?
Oh, was it?
Really?
I don't know.
There's like something in it.
Hope not.
No, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Never mind.
There you go.
Well, you might want to try it. You know, it's just, and if you do add it to the menu as a special item, then it's the John and Gordy's French toast.
You'll be calling me for commission.
We want some kind of John and Gordy special that we could have on Wednesdays, and then it could be special all day, even after the broadcast.
I think it should be a secret menu item.
Oh.
And we should try to develop this over time.
Okay.
So you guys bring
the
ideas.
We'll workshop this.
And we'll workshop it.
Okay.
Excellent.
Alex, thank you very much for stopping in.
Yeah,
it was just a tip.
Alex
off.
Is That's running all. Away from the microphone now. Okay. She was not impressed with your this French toast recipe and secret ingredients and all. She was being very kind.
You guys don't get it. You don't get it. You caramelize something. You brown it, and it adds edge, that flavor that no one else can get just by adding cinnamon to a recipe. Cares.
Of the four of us in this conversation, including Alex, which one of us is a chef? Oh, that's right. It's Alex.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, I was a big boy cook, so there.
Oh, there we go that's with right. the big boy cook.
You were a grill at best.
Okay.
I'm going to beat this memory to death.
You've already done that. Okay. You've achieved that.
I wanted
Check
to be
that
on,
box.
I wanted to be on Steakside so bad.
I know.
Just let it go, man.
I really have to let it go.
40-plus years ago.
I was so disappointed, though.
But you are a cook. You do like to cook.
I love cooking.
As opposed to me, who likes to heat. I only heat. I heat well, and I present.
Heat it up.
I have not heard that. That is
I'm
wonderful.
I'm a heater.
I wonder how many people are heat cookers.
I'm a heater.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I got to say, I don't cook well.
Oh, you're a heater.
Really?
Not good. Yeah, just heat it up. Yeah.
So you know what I'm hearing from the heaters over here? Criticizing a person who tries to cook and be creative.
That's a strong word for it. Mock is really what we're doing. Not criticizing.
You're right.
Mocking.
You're right. You're mocking me.
So okay. What are you doing today? It's already 7 o'clock practically.
Almost,
what
we got
done?
About 3 minutes
done
left.
On our 99th show here at Short Stack.
That's right. What are we going to do for our 100th show tomorrow? We got to cook up something special.
Ooh, cook it up. Oh, there we go.
You all right. Said it.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice callback.
Okay. All right. We'll do that.
Well, why don't we find out if do we have enough time here?
Got a couple of minutes.
All right. Yeah. Did the Trump tax cuts actually work?
Did they?
We've been kicking this around for a long time on the John and Gordy show, and we have finally got an answer from Chris Van Hollen.
All right.
Senator Chris Van Hollen has come up with an answer. Let's play that. I hope we have enough time for this.
Do you have a number?
Mr. Chairman, with your indulgence, I'd just like to ask every member of the panel a yes-no question. I've been doing this in a lot of these hearings. This discussion already came up, but because of the hype that was presented at the time of the Trump tax cuts, claiming that they would pay for themselves, I just ask everybody, especially our economists, whether, in fact, the Trump tax cuts paid for themselves. Let's just start with Dr. Klausen and just go down the line.
They did not.
Yeah.
Does not appear so.
They did not.
No, they did not.
Got it. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
There you go.
Oh, that's
there
it.
You go.
Very quick.
Okay.
In and out. And we know it didn't work. They didn't get paid for.
Nope.
Not
at all.
We added to the deficit, and that is, I guess the deficit increased by $8 trillion. Thanks.
You have to be kidding me.
For Donald
Thanks
Trump.
Thanks to Donald Trump.
No, balloons.
No, we're not kidding. We're not kidding.
I would be interesting to hear about each presidential deficit and debt.
He put more debt on than any other president.
Ever.
Yep.
Welcome to America.
Okay. 6:58. We've got news, weather, and sports straight ahead. Coming up after 7 o'clock, we'll reveal today's keyword for our Ride into Spring contest. Okay. Back with John and Gordy from live from Short Stack Eatery.
As we were saying. It's the John and Gordy Show.
Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. That controversial immigration law in Texas was passed, then put on hold, then put in place again. And now...